In this bulletin, former Melbourne school principal Malka Leifer declared mentally fit to be extradited from Israel to Australia. Dual inquiries look into last summer's bushfires to sit today. And a top AFL player faces charges for driving while suspended and using a handheld device. With the latest SBS News, I'm Bethan Smolenik. Former students of a Melbourne school are welcoming an Israeli court's ruling that the school's former principal is mentally fit to face an extradition hearing. Former principal Malka Leifer faces 74 counts of rape and child abuse in Victoria, stemming from her time running an ultra-Orthodox Jewish school in Melbourne, the Adas Israel School. The charges date back to 2011. One of Ms. Leifer's alleged victims, Dassi Ehrlich, claims Ms. Leifer has been exploiting Israeli courts for 6 years. Manny Wax is the chief executive of Kol Voz, an organisation that combats sexual abuse in Jewish communities. He says whilst the battle is not over, the court ruling is a big step forward.
It is absolutely incredible that it's taken so many years to get to where we are today, and finally, we are here. Sure, Malka Leifer is not yet on the plane and there is some way to go, but what we can see now is she's fit to face justice.
Australia first requested Ms. Leifer's extradition in 2014. The Royal Commission into last summer's bushfires will today look at efforts to protect endangered animals and plants. It will particularly look at the work being done to protect alpine fens in the Australian Capital Territory, the Wollumbi pine in New South Wales, and the eastern bristlebirds in Victoria. It will also hear from more people affected by the bushfires, including a resident of Kangaroo Island in South Australia. The Department of Home Affairs expects bushfires in Australia will get worse due to climate change. In addition to the Royal Commission into Australia's natural disaster response, a Senate committee looking into last summer's fires will meet today. It will look at preparation and planning, response and recovery efforts. Last summer's bushfires killed 33 people and destroyed more than 3,000 homes. The Indigenous community will mark this year's Reconciliation Week with virtual events and conversations online. The National Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Organisation says First Nations people continue to remain resilient during times of adversity, such as the coronavirus pandemic. The group's chair, Donella Mills, says advocates are still fighting for the same causes 20 years later.
We know that we're pushing and calling for the Uluru Statement from the heart to have our voices enshrined in the Constitution. We're looking for treaty and truth. We're looking for those same things. So, you know, there's been a small changes as we've gone along, but nothing that's been substantive like the calling for an enshrinement of our voice in the Constitution.
A UK minister has resigned in protest of senior advisor to the Prime Minister, Dominic Cummings' breach of lockdown rules. The Minister of Scotland, Douglas Ross's resignation comes after Mr. Cummings defended allegations he broke rules by travelling 264 miles across the country. Prime Minister Boris Johnson's top aide has faced huge backlash from politicians and the public. Behavioural scientist and government advisor Professor Stephen Reacher says no one is exempt from the rules.
And I think the real problem here is that not simply in what Mr. Cummings did, but in the messaging that the Prime Minister put out. When the going gets tough, you think about your own interpretation of what the implications are for you. And if everybody had done that, and if everybody had gone out, then quite frankly, the lockdown wouldn't have worked.
Costa Rica has become the first Central American country to legalize same-sex marriage. The court ruling came into force at midnight, but celebrations could not take place due to coronavirus. First Weddings held a special program about LGBTIQ plus rights, and it was broadcast on public television and online. President Carlos Alvarado says the change will bring about significant social and cultural transformation. Turning to sport. In the AFL, Collingwood star Jordan Dugui is in trouble with the law again, facing charges for driving while suspended and using a handheld device. The 24-year-old is due to face the Melbourne Magistrates Court today. He's been previously suspended twice by the club for off-field indiscretions, a drink-driving charge in 2018 and lying to the club a year earlier over a broken hand sustained in a bar fight. And now a look at today's weather. Perth showers in 21, a shower or two in Adelaide 17, possible shower in Melbourne 16, partly cloudy in Hobart also 16, much the same for Canberra 15, a possible morning shower in Wollongong 19, similar conditions in Sydney 20, a shower or two in Newcastle 20 degrees as well, Brisbane partly cloudy in 25, mostly sunny in Cairns 27, and Darwin also mostly sunny and 31. And you can keep up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. I'm Bethan Smolenik. This is SBS News.